With Montana News, I'm Sherry Trussler. Missoula County authorities say one person died when a small plane crashed after taking off from the Missoula International Airport around 3:15 this afternoon. Sheriff's Office spokeswoman Brenda Bassett confirmed the fatality to KECI-TV. A witness said the plane was airborne for just 10 seconds before plummeting to the ground and exploding. The pilot was the only one on board when the plane went down. No other details were immediately available. A woman is charged with assault with a weapon after a 36-year-old Montana State University student reported he was stabbed in the neck during an argument. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports 25-year-old Talina Shoulderblade is also being charged with tampering with evidence. Justice of the Peace Rick West set Shoulderblade's bail at $25,000 yesterday. Charging documents say the victim was spotted bleeding from the neck. He said he had been stabbed in the family graduate housing. Shoulderblade was found in the victim's residence. Court records say it appeared someone had tried to clean up blood. The state is proposing to exclude religious schools from benefiting from a new law that allows people to take tax credits for donating to public and private schools. The Department of Revenue released proposed rules that would give tax credits to the schools for donations up to $150. The proposed rules say no institution controlled by any church or religious group may receive scholarship money through the program. Revenue Director Mike Cotta says the rules were written to follow the Montana Constitution, which says public funds may not be used for religious purposes. A state judge won't dismiss a homicide charge filed against a Helena man who shot and killed a home intruder. The Independent Record reports that attorneys for James George Stifler asked the judge to dismiss the charge. Stifler is accused of shooting Henry Thomas Johnson in May 2013. The motion to dismiss noted the length of time it took for prosecutors to charge Stifler. Nearly 2 years elapsed between the shooting and when the charges were filed. It also questioned the quality of the investigation. District Judge Kathy Seeley said those questions can be addressed at trial, which is scheduled for February. Stifler said he shot Johnson as he moved towards him threateningly, while prosecutors say the evidence indicates Johnson was shot in the back as he fled the house. Police in Great Falls are searching for a man who robbed a downtown bank. First Interstate Bank reported the robbery at about 10:20 this morning. The suspect ran away. He is being described as a black man, 6'1" tall. He is believed to be wearing a red sweatshirt and dark pants and was carrying a black duffel bag. He was reportedly armed with a handgun. The bank remained closed for the rest of this afternoon. Students got a first-hand lesson in wildlife biology at Bozeman High School when a black bear wandered through the hallway before the start of classes. Superintendent Rob Watson said members of the Booster Club were meeting in a cafeteria at about 7:30 this morning when a bear was spotted on the football field. The bear walked into the school courtyard and then through a garage door and down a long locker-lined hallway. A Gallatin County Sheriff's deputy who is in the Booster Club kept an eye on the bear, which stayed in the school for a few minutes before a police officer was able to usher it out. Fish, Wildlife, and Parks spokeswoman Andrea Jones said agency workers responded but had not located the bear and no one was injured. Missoula County authorities say one person died when a single-engine plane crashed after taking off from the Missoula International Airport around 3:15 this afternoon. Sheriff's Office spokeswoman Brenda Bassett confirmed the fatality to KECI-TV. No other details were immediately available. A federal appeals court has rejected a request by a tax-exempt organization that is challenging Montana's election laws. Montanans for Community Development asked the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals to overrule a district judge's order that the group must reveal certain information about itself in a lawsuit against the state. The group is suing to suspend state laws that would allow it to distribute campaign ads without being labeled as a political committee. The group is listed as a 501c4 organization that allows it to keep its donors and spending out of the public eye. The group appealed the order to the 9th Circuit, which declined to take up the matter. The Future of Wildland Firefighting launched this morning in Idaho. A Lockheed Martin helicopter capable of flying without human control scooped up water, dropped it on target, and delivered supplies to a distant ridge in a demonstration in front of top federal decision makers 20 miles east of Boise. The U.S. Department of Interior and the U.S. Forest Service say new methods are needed to fight increasingly ferocious wildfires. The pilotless helicopter with high-tech sensors can fly at night and in smoky conditions, too dangerous for manned flights, tripling the amount of time aircraft could be attacking blazes. Officers say the pilotless aircrafts could be flying above fire lines next summer. Kalispell will be the launching point for a series of public forums on helping people use Montana's court system. The Montana Supreme Court's Access to Justice Commission is looking for help assessing what is and isn't working as the state's judicial caseload continues to grow at a fast clip. Supreme Court Justice Beth Baker says there's been a big increase in people coming to Montana's courts without a lawyer.
What we learned from our judges and court staff is that when people do need a lawyer's help, many of them aren't able to get it and don't really even know where to go.
The commission is asking people and organizations with a stake in Montana's courts to come to their public forums and talk about solutions. The first is in Kalispell Wednesday afternoon. The events happen at Flathead Community College between 4 and 6 p.m. A judge has signed an arrest warrant for a woman who is accused of hitting a Montana daycare owner with a shovel. District Judge James Manley issued the warrant today for the arrest of Tashiana Schlensker, who is still at large. Lake County officials say Ronan daycare owner Martha McClure was caring for three young children belonging to Schlensker's boyfriend, Francis Jackson, on October 7th. They say McClure refused to hand over the children to their father because he was drunk and did not have legal custody of them. Court records say Jackson punched McClure and Schlensker hit her in the face with a snow shovel. The warrant says Schlensker will be charged with assault with a weapon and held on $100,000 bail. Jackson was arrested Monday in Usk, Washington, and faces aggravated burglary charges. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Sherry Trussler. Thanks for listening.